WFAS Weather Center.
WFAS.
Peace of mind with Lippman Cross.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Lippman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Lippman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Lippman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie. But what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Lippman Crooks. In White Plains, Manhattan, and Fishkill, or at LippmanCrooks.com.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks, based right here in White Plains, with offices in Fishkill and New York City. Tonight, our guest is Rob Astorino. Rob's running for county executive right here in Westchester. Welcome, Rob.
How are you, Bernie?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on the show.
Good to see you again. Last time we saw each other was where?
Well, I believe it was on a golf course.
That's
huh?
right. That's right.
And
how are the clubs? You taking them out lately or no? You put them away?
You know something? I'm not really much of a fall golfer. After Labor Day, sort of work starts calling. So I would hate to go out now. You'd probably do me in.
Well, you battle the leaves now. You know,
yeah.
The balls are all over the place. You can't find them underneath the leaves, so you just say, ah, to heck with it. You don't take the penalty, and you just move on, right?
Yeah,
you
just drop
drop
the ball. Well,
right.
If it's the leaves, yeah.
Of course.
Like ground
yeah.
under repair. All right, so, Rob, you're running for county executive. What got you interested in politics?
I've been interested a long time. I really was. Back in high school, I was student council president at Westlake High School.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those. I had a good time doing that. And then I got involved in my town in Mount Pleasant, and then eventually I ran for the town school board and town board and ended up on the county board eventually. And now here we are, 5 days before the election, in a neck-and-neck race for county executive.
Now, you've been a Westchester resident your whole life?
Yes, born and raised. I was born in Mount Vernon, and then we moved up to Cortland, where I was there through fourth grade. And then my parents bought a house in Thornwood, where I grew up for the most part, went through the school system there, and then went to Fordham University, and then back into town.
See, I grew up on Long Island and moved to Westchester about 20 years ago. So whenever I go back to Long Island, it's like I tell my kids and my wife, boy, this doesn't look like it used to look when I was growing up. Westchester any different?
Yeah, yes and no. It's certainly, you know, the great things about it, some of the green space and the playland was always there. Obviously, the Hudson and the Long Island Sound are always beautiful when you hang out there when you're young. But obviously, much more development, more people, those kind of things have changed. The city of White Plains, my God, when I was young growing up, we used to take the bus into White Plains, and there was nothing in White Plains. Really, Mamaroneck Avenue was dead. It was empty. There really wasn't a reason to go. But then the Galleria was built. There was one reason. And now, I mean, White Plains is completely different. We were just talking about this the other day. I was driving across 287, and it was at dusk, and the sunlight was beaming off one of the glass towers in White Plains. And then it gets a little darker, and you see the blue lights on the top of the, I hate to say this, but skyscraper in White Plains. But the whole downtown area has changed dramatically. For the better, I think most people would say. But it's just clearly very, very different. Even New Rochelle, you look at New Rochelle now, it's a different skyline in downtown. Yonkers has changed to some extent, and they're doing more development. So, you know, things never stay the exact same, but for the most part, Westchester is Westchester.
You can't turn the clock back, though.
No, but you know what's nice, though, during this campaign is things like Facebook and, of course, email. But you hear from so many people that I haven't heard from in a long, long time because of all the social networking sites. You get emails from somebody in, you know, living in Arizona, you know, hey, I remember you from Westlake or something. How's the campaign? And that's the nice thing, because it sort of reconnects everybody. And so you can go back a little bit in your head, at least, to the good old days. Everyone has the good old days back when. But you know, for the most part, it's sort of the same.
I'm speaking with Rob Astorino, and Rob's running for county executive. And reminder to everybody, Election Day is this Tuesday, so get out and vote. And Rob, tell me, why are you running for county executive?
Basically the same reasons I ran in 2005 when we got a lot closer than anyone expected. Andy Spano is one of those typical career politicians. He's been running for office since 1971. Between county clerk and county executive, he's been in office since Ronald Reagan's first term, 1983. So after a while, you know, any government, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter, starts to get stale, goes to the motions. And that's certainly the case right now. We have 12 years of Andy Spano, the highest taxes in America in Westchester County, now the second year in a row, 60% tax increases from the county executive in the last 7 years. And it's become unsustainable. You have senior citizens, and I've talked to so many throughout this last year of campaigning, but even this past week where I've been in all the senior centers in Yonkers. Today I was at the Polish Center where they had their Halloween festival, and they're all saying the same thing. It's become so expensive, the taxes, that they cannot afford to live here anymore. You know, they paid off their house 10, 20 years ago, paid off that mortgage. And now the taxes at 5, 10% each year, it's making it impossible to live here. So between seniors not being able to stay, young couples who cannot set up their roots here in Westchester, like me, many have been born and raised in Westchester, but they had to move out. Maybe they're up in Dutchess County. Maybe they're in different parts of the country. But they would love to stay in Westchester because that's where they were born and raised. But it's become prohibitively expensive for rent or for mortgages, and so they don't. They can't stay here. And then you've got that middle where you have people who are here and are trying to raise a family, and it's you're keeping your head just above water, whether you're working in New York City or in Westchester, and the taxes are driving people out. So we have to stop this tax madness. We have to get that under control and make it a lot more livable here in Westchester. It's a great place. I love Westchester. It really is a great place. But at some point, we've got to start getting this taxing and spending under control.
Now, you mentioned seniors, which is something near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. As many of our listeners and you know, of course, we represent many seniors in connection with long-term care and aging issues, and we help them work through the bureaucracy of Medicare, Medicaid, and long-term care insurance. And I'll bet a lot of our listeners don't know that Westchester County has a very high proportion of seniors.
Yes.
Vis-a-vis the entire community.
Right.
So to hear that seniors have to move out of the place they love because they can't afford the taxes, I know 5% may not sound like a lot, but when you compound it year after year after year, it adds up, right?
Right. That's right.
So I guess, you know, from the outside looking in, in any situation, it's easy to say, you know, the current situation is untenable. High taxes are bad. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for seniors. But how do you lower them? I mean, something's got to give, right?
It does. Something does have to give. You really have to get to basics. You know, you provide essential services. That's what government should be doing. Senior services clearly are one of those. Public safety is another. And then you have to make choices. The county government has grown so big now. We've got over 5,000 employees. Our budget is $1.8 billion. Now, to put that in perspective, that budget, the county budget, is bigger than the budgets of 87 countries. Countries. So it is clearly too big. It can be scaled back, especially when the state is doing the same thing as the county, and the county is doing the same thing as the city, and the city is doing the same thing as the town and village. So we're duplicating services left and right, and we've got to start divvying it up and figure out who does what. Because at this growth rate, nobody's going to be left here. You just saw the new statistics in the state. They had 1.8 million people left since 2000. left
so
New
the tax
York
base
state.
Is decreasing.
And it's the higher end income that's leaving. And so that is the tax base that's supporting the rest of the state. So they're leaving in droves because it doesn't make sense for them to stay here anymore. They can go to Connecticut, where the property taxes are half what they are here in Westchester, or with mobility now in businesses and, of course, with the internet, you could set up shop anywhere you want. So a lot of people are going to Florida where there's no personal income tax, or North Carolina where the cost of living is a lot less and the jobs are more frequent. And it's become an easy decision for businesses to do that now. It's becoming an easier decision for seniors to do that. Why stay here? You know, you may not like the winters to begin with, but winters plus high taxes, get me out of here. I'm going down to Miami. And that's what's happening. So we're losing the tax base, and what's happening is the new people who are joining us are, relatively speaking, on the lower end of the income level, which is creating a very, very big gap now. So it's got to start at the state level. They've got to get it under control too, and the county level has to get it under control as well.
Speaking of the state level, I'm sure you're aware that Governor Patterson has come out with this deficit reduction plan. Where he just in an attempt to try to balance the state budget is going to be cutting many services, not only to those to seniors, but those with disabilities. He's going to be cutting the budget for OMRDD, Office of Mental Retardation. And, you know, it seems to me that one of the things that somebody in the political landscape, somebody in a position of power needs to do is balance the state and the county's obligation to take care of its infirm and its disabled with the obligation to the rest of the taxpayers to balance the budget. I mean, is that something that – is that where you're going to head when you take over?
Yeah, we have to. The problem is – look, now just think about that. This is where the governor is looking to cut, and yet the special interests have such a hold on him and the entire legislature where they're throwing money out left and right, and they're cutting where it's absolutely needed. So we have it totally backwards in this state. Needless to say, Albany is an absolute train wreck. It's an embarrassment. It truly is. And until there are some wholesale changes in Albany, nothing is going to get better. However, change begins right here in Westchester. This is the first chance in 5 days where voters can say enough. You know, it's not about Republicans or Democrats right now. It's the incumbent party. Everyone in office, especially entrenched politicians, are doing whatever they have to do. Damn the voters, damn the taxpayers. Whatever they have to do to stay in power. You see it here with County Executive Spano, who's going for a fourth term, 16 years. Come on. And you see it in Albany, where the same people have been in office for 20 and 30 years. Do you really think they're taking the criticism that the state is dysfunctional? They built it. They built the system. No. So, you know, it's got to be torn down by somebody else. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running. And this is the reason why it starts here. This is the epicenter of the tax revolt, if you will. If people want to make a statement, it starts now. 2009, you have to throw the incumbents out and you have to say clearly, next year is the next step. Those in Congress, those in Albany, watch out. Because you cannot keep rolling over the taxpayers and just feeding the special interests. Because that's why we're in this mess.
Speaking with Rob Astorino, running for county executive on the Republican ticket. And Rob, you mentioned the political affiliation to the Republican Party. Historically, and even now, Westchester has been primarily a Democratic county. With several hundred thousand more Democrats,
it was always a Republican county, and in the last 15 years or so, it changed to Democrat as more people from New York City moved up. They kept their registration as Democrat, and as people left the county, retired or went, those who were more of the Republicans, they moved out. So that's really
so
the trend.
So there are tens of thousands more.
Well, there's about 250,000 Democrats, 150,000 Republicans. And about almost 150,000 independents, non-affiliated. But you know what? There's smart voters in Westchester. Democrats are going to vote for the person that they think is the right person to represent them. And it's not about party affiliation because these taxes don't know a thing about party affiliation. They hit everybody. And you know, if we keep voting for the same people and keep complaining, then at the end of the day, it's the voters who have to take responsibility. If we keep sending back the people who are taxing us and spending to death, then whose fault is it? We have to make sure, we have to make a statement this year, we have to make a statement that next year that enough is enough.
So you're optimistic that your message will be received well across party lines?
Absolutely. Everywhere we go. I have obviously Republicans who are supporting me. I have conservatives. I have liberals. I have Democrats in big numbers saying, you know what, I haven't voted for a Republican for a long time, but I'm voting for you. We need a change. These taxes are killing us. And that's the message I'm hearing everywhere since March, since I announced I was running. And I think more and more people are focusing now on this race. And the question is pretty simple. Andy Spano has been in office for 12 years. Does he deserve a fourth term? Does he deserve 16 years as county executive? Will anything change in years 13 through 16? No, obviously not. And he basically said that. If you like the direction of the county, then you have to vote for him. If you think taxes are low or about right, then you have to vote for him. If you think we're going in the wrong direction, if you think the budget is out of control, if you think taxes are out of control in Westchester, then you have to make a change, because it's very clear. The differences between Andy Spano and me are very, very different.
Speaking with Rob Astorino, who's running for county executive, Election Day is this Tuesday. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Lippman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Lippman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Lippman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. You can visit us online at lippmancrooks.com. This week, we're speaking to Rob Astorino, who's running for county executive of Westchester County. And Rob, as you mentioned earlier, this is your second time around running
Yes.
for county executive. It seems to me this time that your campaign has done a much better job of getting to the grassroots and getting the message out there. What's been different?
The message is the same as it was in 2005 for the most part, but the time is different. You think about 2005, the economy was good, housing prices were going up, everyone's 401k and investments were strong. And so taxes, though annoying and maybe even dangerous levels to some people, they weren't forcing people out, especially on the upper level income. They didn't care so much, to be very blunt. And I've heard this from a lot of people. Now you go ahead to 2009 and you've got a very bad economy. You've got people who have lost jobs. 401ks obviously are about 201ks right now. And so everyone is focused on waste. Everyone's focused on runaway spending in government. They feel government in many ways, at least in New York State and the county, is broken and self-serving. And taxes now, you get this large tax bill and you sit there and say, for what? I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to. Some, you'll be amazed, some people I've spoken to, their property tax bills are $125,000 a year, $75,000 a year. And they sit there and say, you know, 4 years ago, it almost didn't matter to them. Now they're sitting there saying, you got to be kidding me. And so everyone is focused on all income levels. Everyone is focused and said, enough is enough. This is just out of control. And it is. And, I get back to it. We can either vote with our feet, as many people have done and moved, or we could fight for what we believe in and make this state and county what it once was.
What do you say, Rob, to the people who allege that you just don't have enough experience for the job?
Well, you'd have to ask Disney why they hired me to launch 1050 ESPN Radio. which I did very successfully, and it's their most important radio property in America. You'd have to ask Sirius Satellite Radio why they hired me to launch one of their major properties. And you'd have to go back to WFAS, right where we are here, where I started off in sales a long time ago, and soon thereafter I was running this AM radio station and doing my own radio show. So I have a very good mixture of business experience. You know, I totally understand what it's like. You know, Mr. Spano said the same thing, basically. He said, why would you want to hand over this job to a radio guy? And he hasn't done anything in the last 4 years. Well, you know what I do? On a cold winter morning, I get out of bed at around 5:30. I go outside. I scrape the car. I go into the car, go down into the train station, wait on the platform, get in the city, spend my whole day in Manhattan, and then I come home. And if I'm lucky, I get to kiss my kids goodnight and put them to bed. And then I do it over again for another 4 days until the weekend. And this is what I've been doing, raising a family, living in the real world, knowing what it's like to live under these taxes. And I'm not alone, because the train platform is full of people. And I see it everywhere. And the bad thing I see are for sale signs all over the place. And people are leaving in record numbers because they cannot afford to stay in Westchester anymore. Or they can afford it, but it doesn't make sense for them to do it anymore. Businesses have left. Many businesses have left. And there's Coronet Machinery, another example. I was talking to this guy, Mr. Summers' last name, and he said he had this business since 1973, family business in Yonkers, and he had to make the gut-wrenching decision recently. He lives in Ardsley, whether or not to stay in Westchester or move. Well, he's taking up his business, and he's moving it to Bethel, Connecticut, where the taxes are two-thirds less. And he's taking the jobs with him. And that has happened all over. Now, I go up and down Wall Street, Main Street and Wall Street, but Main Street all the time. Every town and village in Westchester, I've been going up and down. And I talk to the shop owners, and they all say the same thing. We're barely making it. Even in good times, it's hard because the sales tax keeps people away because they have more choices. Sales tax is high in Westchester. They could go to Rockland. They could go to Danbury Mall, wherever they want to go. And the cost of doing business, the regulation, just the general cost of doing business and the taxes make it astronomically difficult. So these are the things that we have to deal with in Westchester, and I'll deal with them on day one in January.
All right, we've just got a couple minutes left here. We've been talking about senior issues, taxes. Any other issues that voters seem to be concerned about this year?
This housing settlement that the county executive royally messed up. In case you don't know what happened, most people have heard about it now. People are just starting to learn what happened. The county executive was caught falsifying documents to the federal government from the Housing and Urban Development. The county took money from 2000 to 2006, $52 million worth, dispersed it, and mismanaged the money. They were sued by an outside agency, a housing group out of Manhattan, and for 3 years, Andy Spano spent millions and millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, fighting this lawsuit that he called garbage. And then in this summer, all of a sudden, he said, and this is a quote because he said it in our first debate, I had to go to the Justice Department and say, bail me out. So the Justice Department, HUD, the county, and the outside housing agency, the Anti-Discrimination Center it's called, they met and they negotiated a settlement. Now, I say a settlement because trial was going to start in U.S. District Court Denise Judge's courtroom in Manhattan on Monday, the day before Election Day. And she was going to determine whether or not the county executive signed these documents fraudulently, recklessly or intentionally. Either did it by mistake, didn't know what the hell he was doing, or he signed it knowing what he was doing. Now, his own planning department said they knew the rules. They knew exactly what they were supposed to do, and they didn't do it. And in his own deposition, page 41 of his own deposition, Mr. Spano said, I would sign anything for HUD money. So we, the taxpayers, had to bail Mr. Spano out, $62 million settlement, 750 units of affordable housing throughout the county. And we now have a federal monitor by the federal government going to tell us where we're going to put this housing and how we're going to do it. This is now what Andy Spano has put the taxpayers of Westchester into.
Now, some people have spinned that as Rob Astorino's against affordable housing.
Mm-mm.
Not true, is it?
Absolutely not. In fact, I voted, when I was on the county board, I voted for most of the affordable housing projects, including senior projects. The ones I didn't vote for, and I was consistent in this, were what I called, and what we on the legislature, at least in the Republican caucus, called the Andy Spano dollar deals. There's two funds. There's the new homes land acquisition, and that is where the county buys a piece of property and then sells it to a developer for $1. Then the developer builds. Never voted for those because those were the dollar deals. When we would ask, what's the criteria for who's getting picked, we never got an answer. Well, you could probably figure it out if you go to his financial disclosure forms who's donating to his campaign. So we never voted for that. The other ones were housing implementation fund money, and that is for the public good. The county would help with infrastructure, streets and lighting and sewers around an affordable housing project. So it would take away, it would reduce the number off the top that the developer would have, but it was for the public good. Everyone was going to benefit in new roads and new sewers, et cetera. And those I consistently voted for. So for him to say that is outrageous to begin with. But he's trying to muddy the waters and not let people know exactly what was been going on and what happened. And all of this, by the way, is absolutely documented. If anyone wants to see this, you could read the entire 38-page settlement. It's an outrageous settlement. What it does, too, by the way, Bernie, is in this agreement, it basically prohibits what's called workforce housing. It's on top of page 24 of the agreement. And it also, workforce is where a community can build for its own volunteers. It also limits, out of the 750 units, to only 25% of the total what could be built for senior housing. Now, why would the county executive ever negotiate something like that? It's ridiculous. So is it time for a change? You betcha.
Rob, I know you're a busy guy. On behalf of the listeners, I want to say thanks for coming by and spending a few minutes with us tonight. And
thank you, Bernie.
Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets, albeit available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. And that was Rob Astorino, Republican nominee for county executive. The election is this Tuesday. Rob's running against Andy Spano. And in the interest of full disclosure, you should know that over the course of the past several weeks, our firm has been in touch with Mr. Spano's office trying to get Mr. Spano to appear on the show, but unfortunately we're not successful in securing a date. So Mr. Spano was given an equal opportunity to appear on the show. Just a couple of closing thoughts here. Our firm is very interested in representing seniors and those with disabilities, and certainly we would not be in a position to support anybody who would suggest cuts to senior housing or to suggest any cuts to the programs, the very important, valuable programs that currently exist in Westchester County for people with disabilities. But the facts are there on the table for you to make your own decision. Whichever side of the political aisle you're on, I would definitely encourage you to at least express your opinion on Tuesday. These are challenging times for us, and it's very important that you get out there and let your voice be heard. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Lippman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Lippman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Lippman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Also located in Fishkill.
Rely on us for great music and friendly personalities. Westchester's soft